Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What up, everybody? It's Mo.
And it's your boy, Azhar.
You're about to hear a piece of our podcast, Joking Not Joking. To hear the rest of all our episodes, subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts or directly on Luminary. Welcome to Joking Not Joking from Luminary.
It's a simulation, but it's not a simulation, baby. It is a simulation, but definitely not a simulation. Man, we got ourselves a situation.
Are you recording this, bro? Please tell me you're recording this.
It's fine, bro. Why are you stopping?
Because we're going to lose all this.
Just stopped all momentum.
Yeah, but we want video.
You know, whoever is on your fucking controller right now.
We have to get the video. We have to get video. Okay, just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Just pause. Pause. Hit the brakes.
Guys, the worst. Welcome to Joking Not Joking, a new podcast hosted by comedian Mo Ammer and his longtime friend and collaborator, Azhar Usman. I am the professor. I'll be your de facto guide through this journey. Can I please have a cigarette?
The only reason why I'm here is because I'm being paid to do this. You're welcome.
In this show, Mo and AZ bring on their friends, collaborators, and a whole range of special guests. They discuss a variety of topics such as money, is it real, fame, death, religion, conspiracies, comedy, and of course, the realness motherfucking lexicon.
I am a genius at work, you imbecile demon, puny, puny people.
For a little bit of background, for the past 16 years, Mo and AC toured around the world together doing stand-up comedy, and along the way, they've had many fights and developed a deep friendship and fraternal bond, even developing a shorthand language that they call the Realist Lexicon. The goal for this show is to change people's lives by teaching them the tools of realness that Mo and Azhar have learned step by step. Because people are fucking dumb. And they get into fights over really dumb things.
Talking about your post-shitting technique.
Wash, then dry.
With paper?
If you don't dry with toilet paper, then you're moist.
Then you're not drying
properly. You wash and then air dry? What are you talking about?
I fucking dry with a towel.
Towel? So you have a designated ass towel?
Of course.
Yeah, fuck that. I'd rather use toilet paper, bro.
Just because you're fucking cheap and buy a Walmart towel, it's not my fault. It's
no, super in general, plush I'm saying you can't
towel
get,
situation.
Well, you can't totally.
Yes, you can.
That's a preference.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a toilet paper dry.
You're like judging my drying technique.
I guarantee you if you did a scientific test.
No, nobody's going to do a scientific test.
There has been innovation in the toilet paper industry.
Stupid. Stop.
I walked in on a guy washing his ass in a public sink, bro.
No, you did not. You did?
Straight up, man. It was a gas station bathroom.
I would have been happy for him. I would have been like, congratulations. I also dab my penis after I pee, so I don't drizzle in my underwear. It's very, very important.
TMI, bro. TMI.
I'm not saying it's 100% foolproof situation. What up, everybody? It's Mo.
It's Mo.
What's up? This is your boy, Azhar Usman.
From Luminary, this is Joking Not Joking. I mean, how can you keep it real in this world anyway, bro? This is all getting fucked up. How can you keep it real? And what the hell is real anymore? What's real and not real? Nobody knows.
What is real, man? Keeping it real.
Hold on. Wait. I need the professor to explain how part of the show works. Professor, if you will.
Hello, little cuties of dumbness. I know all the lexicon terms, but you don't. So when you hear a new lexicon term in the podcast, you'll hear this sound.
Let's start with realness.
Realness.
What is keeping it real, Azar?
Peak realness is keeping it 100% real, 100% of the time, about 100% of what you think and feel, about 100% of topics with 100% of people you meet. That's peak realness, all right? And if we're being honest with ourselves, it's about 5% of the time you'd be in about 5% not totally real, with about 5% of people you meet, about 5% of what you really think and feel, about 5% of topics, which we call 5%ing.
5%ing.
5%ing. Like, I 5%ed today because we're recording this podcast and I didn't check if I had the adapter and I had to fucking drive 30 minutes round trip to go get this adapter and ruin everybody's because I was 5%ing. I 5%ed everybody. I apologize. I'm so sorry. Full submission on that 5%ing.
Everybody's 5%ing about AI, Mo.
AI is, it's over, bro. The whole world is over. Aliens are coming, apparently. They don't give us any information. We might have a complete internet blackout and everybody's rooting for Trump to go to prison. That's what's happening. I give a fuck about Trump going to prison. The world's going to end. All these jobs are going to be gone and it's over. That's it. Everybody's jobs are done. All you whores in marketing, okay, your job's over. Your time is up. It's over. The fucking computer is going to tell you exactly where you need to advertise, what demographic, how much money you should spend, everything else. You're done. You're toast. Waiters, go fuck yourselves. All of you. So you have little robots walking around bringing you a meal. Lawyers? Maybe. You need somebody to argue for you.
If you fed a large language model millions of legal contracts, the large language model can learn enough about how to draft provisions in a contract. So 80-90% of what lawyers do in terms of drafting, dead, gone.
So what, it was going to be like robots negotiating with robots, though? Like, you need to negotiate to get the terms that you want on a particular contract.
Have you played around with ChatGPT at all?
I'm scared of it, bro. I don't really like it.
They're also giving wrong information. I went on Google Bard. Google Bard is Google's response to OpenAI's ChatGPT. And it's like, as soon as I heard the name, I'm like, Google Bard, F minus. You're going to fail. I mean, you got failed. But anyhow, bro, it put all this fake information. Just even asking, I just asked it about myself. First thing any egomaniac is going to do is be like, all right, tell me about me. Like, fake information.
So it gave just completely false facts about everything.
False. Fake news. Dog, we can't just trust these AI bots right out of the gate. And a lot of it is just bad information. And they're calling them AI hallucinations.
But what do you do with that? Like, how do you stop that? What does that do to human beings on Earth that are going to use this every day? Seems like everything is just moving at such a clip that it's just going to end us. I mean, like, if you don't know basic historical information and you just start looking it up and it's just changing world history, then what does that do?
Are you legitimately scared of AI?
I'm not scared of AI. I'm worried about, I think that it's a real, real concern that it's going to create chaos within humanity.
AI makes me want to become Amish.
I definitely want to go churn some butter. I feel like the more and more this stuff comes out, having these old school tools on how to survive is going to be more valuable than any degree that you can get in college.
Bro, I'm not even joking at this point. I'm like,
the fact that you just like glossed over the fact that there's aliens coming in and you're worried about AI. They said the aliens exist and they're talking to them and there's fucking spaceships flying everywhere and there's sightings everywhere. And they're talking about a massive apocalypse.
I don't know how much of that I believe, man. Some of that could be also fake news and propaganda. I don't know.
Maybe they're going to the moon again. Why are they going to the moon again now of all time, supposedly for the second time, if you don't believe the first one happened?
You saw that article, NBC News, covering this supposed meeting of like U.S. officials with aliens on Mars and signing contracts. It sounds so ridiculous. It's like, this has got to be The Onion. No, NBC News.
It sounds ridiculous, but it's also things I've thought about. So I feel like everything you've said right now, I've had this thought, like they did have meetings on the moon in the 60s. What was it, 69? They went to the moon? But why? What were they doing and why that much time has gone by and why are you deciding to go back now? And have you gone back without telling us? Like, how would anybody know anyway?
I don't know if I trust NASA.
I can call Vinny, my boy Vince, flight director at NASA. And I got to ask him if any of this stuff is real. And I have to believe him because he's one of my dearest friends that I grew up with. But he also could be lying to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when you ask someone like Vinny and Vinny just says, bro, these people who think that human beings didn't go to the moon are idiots, then to you that ends the debate. It's like, okay, they're idiots. They're obviously wrong.
Has to be. My friend can't be lying to me. I feel like it would be really diabolical and don't say anything at least. Look at me and go, I don't know. They're already going to believe it. Like, all right, yeah, I've seen
I've seen all the movies. That's probably true. I mean, why haven't you gone in so long? And how do you know you haven't sent people to Mars? Maybe that's why Elon is so obsessed to go to Mars. He's like, I want to go too, but they won't let him in. He's like, fuck you, I'm going to go. You know what? I can't go right now, so I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shoot a Tesla your way and just fuck up your day when it gets there.
What's going on is my point. It's like, bro, this isn't NBC News owned by Comcast, just pretending like this is just, oh, here's a news story. This guy said this stuff. Like, dog, they signed agreements with aliens? In what language, by the way? Just these aliens speak English because they're all Hollywood actors? Is that?
Look, I mean, I would think that English is not very hard for an alien to learn. If they're flying.
Bro, it sounds so fake. I mean, they signed cooperation agreements in the depths of Mars.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I mean, like, is truly AI going to ruin everything? AI, clearly, you can't control it. We suck. One power outage and people are robbing Walmart. You see that Portland is just completely shutting down. Walmart's like, I'm out. Checked out. Crime is such at a high rate that Walmart never closes. It's 24/7, ready to go, whatever you meet. Come over here. We're capitalistic whores. Please come over here and enjoy our slave labor and buy $20 Vizio TVs.
That's right.
Okay?
Yes.
Please come over and do that. They're closing.
Wow.
Because apparently robbers are coming in. They just come in and just steal what they want and they leave. And they're shutting down. All these businesses are shutting down in Portland. This is not a good sign. We're just ignoring this problem like it's going to go away. In 10 years, we're all fucked. I drove by the Federal Reserve. I'm like, what's in there? Aren't we $34 trillion in debt? Like, what's it? You have no money in there. What is this National Reserve building? What's in there?
Yeah, money is just digital data on a hard drive at this point, bro.
But for real, though, I want to know what the fuck is in that building. Is there gold under there? Is there gold bars just hanging out? And how can you have gold bars in there if you owe $34 trillion?
I want to just circle back to Walmart for a second because I don't think it's right that people should steal and shoplift and, you know, loot at Walmart. There's a moral problem with that. But I do wish there was a way that you could just personally rob the Walton family that owns Walmart. You know, like four of the members of the Walton family are among the 10 richest Americans. And they have more wealth than half of America combined.
Jeez.
So I would like to rob just from the Waltons. You know, like if you could steal from the Waltons, I feel like that is probably morally acceptable.
Wow. Say that again, bro. That is a baffling thing. Will you say it again?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't want to make sure I'm not 5% about this. Now, let me just Google
this. Yeah, please don't 5% about this situation.
Here you go. The top 10 richest families in 2022 by estimated wealth. Number one, the Walton family, $224.5 billion.
Shit.
You know how many times more than the average worker a CEO makes?
No.
400 times.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. I'm going to be a CEO.
CEO of a Fortune 100, Fortune 500 company.
That's what I'm going to quit this fucking bit. I'm going to go be a CEO.
Come on, dog.
Yeah, I'm going to go be a CEO. That's what my job. I'm heading to being a CEO. That's right. I'm going to make everybody just bring me coffee and pretend like I'm working. Just bring me solutions and be like, yes, no, yes, yes, no. Collect a couple of years of checks and get the fuck out.
According to Forbes in 2017, the three richest Americans hold more wealth than bottom 50% of the country.
Yeah, we're fucked. It's over.
Three individual humans. It's over. At the time, it was Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and Jeff Bezos. Collectively had more wealth than half of America.
Yeah, Elon Musk just came out of nowhere.
Not really, though. Not really, though.
Where does this alien come from?
It's from South Africa, bro. He's a white African-American. No, he was a founder of co-founder of PayPal. He made a big bag. He took all his money, put it right in Tesla.
He's a beast. He's a beast. Mad respect.
I don't know how the story goes.
I would really like him to grab his right hand, dig his fingertips to the bottom of his jaw, and remove the flesh from his face and reveal exactly who he is.
Who do you think he is?
I don't know, man. Maybe he's one of them fucking aliens they signed a treaty with on Mars. I don't know.
Bro, there was a time where you were debating me about whether or not the iPhone was better than Android. I just want to remind you of the 5%ing that you were.
It was a sad, sad mistake. It was a very sad mistake. I remember sitting there in the car. We were driving. I think we were in New Jersey. I remember fucking New Jersey. This is like 2010.
Yes.
And I cannot believe I was having that argument.
Oh, God.
I was really trying. And I got to say that I was so incredibly wrong about this fucking thing.
Thank you.
You know, I'm in a group chat right now. One person has an Android. One out of seven people. And he's just ruining the entire chat group.
It's so annoying, bro.
I fucking love this person. But also, and I'm extremely annoyed by them. What a just like a chaotic platform. And most of the world uses it.
Look, I get that Samsung and these other companies started making Androids so they can make them cheaper, more affordable, more people can get them. Got it. Here's the thing. Please don't come at me on some Android is better than iPhone, okay? Because the reality is the biggest compliment you could ever give an Android phone is to say it's supposedly better than an iPhone. Which means you're conceding that the iPhone is the gold standard.
Exactly. I gotta say about the iPhone itself, iPhone, the droid situation, I was a Dutch Anita.
Dutch Anita.
So a Dutch Anita has the following three characteristics. Somebody who's wrong, somebody who knows they're in the wrong, somebody who refuses to admit that they're wrong. And I was 100% a Dutch Anita in that situation. So I apologize. You're right. I'm sorry. And thank you.
You're welcome.
And I think the greatest Dutch Anita of all time is Donald Trump.
You think so?
Donald Trump is the greatest Dutch Anita of all time.
I don't know about all time. One of them, for sure.
No, he's top 10. Just like Kobe Bryant. He's top 10.
Of modern history. How about that? I'll say of modern history.
Yeah, let's say of modern history.
Well,
yeah.
I'll say he's arguably the greatest of modern history and definitely one of the greatest of all time. But there have been some massive Dutch Anitas.
Completely.
Genghis Khan?
Yeah.
I think it's like some crazy statistic, like one-third of the humans alive have some Genghis Khan blood because this guy was just out here wilding, just Dutch Anita, pillaging, plundering, and raping, and pillaging, and just spreading his seed, and the guy is a monster. I mean, massive Dutch Anita.
That's a psychopath, though.
Yeah, also, as a conqueror, respect. I mean, you got to respect the conqueror.
I just wish I could live like DJ Khaled and not care. You know, I wish I could just be like DJ Khaled and be like, let's go golfing. And the next minute, like, another one. Yeah. Another one. And just walk around like, I don't care. Just do dick jokes all the time. I want to tell dick jokes, but you told me aliens are real. I can't shake it. You told me there's a fucking basement on Mars where you made some galactic fucking treaty and you want me to fucking move on and eat cereal and be happy and go on the monkey bars. No, bitch. You said aliens are real. There's like sightings everywhere. Shit's happening. And these idiots are just sitting there just like pretending like I can go on and just tell dick jokes. I want to tell dick jokes. I want to tell so many dick jokes. I want to be filthy on stage and be dumb and hilarious and have a great time. But you said aliens are real. No, I'm going to be fucking perplexed about this for the rest of my life. Just like, what do you want from me?
Yeah, there's a lot of information.
I just can't do it.
It's fine.
There's people living next to volcanoes thinking everything's going to be fine. No, it's only a matter of time, idiot.
I mean, you saw this smoke coming out of Canada. Fires just like turn New York City orange. People are shitting in their pants.
No, they didn't care. They had a fucking festival 2 days later. Nobody gave a shit.
Nobody cared?
Everybody was on stage shaking their ass. Nobody gave a damn.
Twerking?
God bless them.
Twerking through the apocalypse.
That's it. Are you having issues? Are aliens real? Fuck yeah! Are we in debt? Are volcanoes gonna erupt and swallow your children whole? Yeah, probably. But you know what would help? Twerking that ass. Clap it. Yeah, yeah, make it clap. Are pharmaceutical companies killing your children slowly? Yeah, of course. Is the universe gonna die and we're gonna get sucked into a black hole and melt away like little bitches? Yeah, probably. But just make sure, while you're getting swallowed alive, when that volcano erupts and it starts melting your fucking feet, make sure you keep twerking that ass. All right. That's what's gonna make everything better. Just keep twerking. That's right. Oh my God, is climate change gonna completely fucking swallow the whole planet and every single coastline? Yeah, probably. But who gives a fuck, man? Keep twerking that ass. Welcome to Joking Not Joking, where twerking is bomb and washing your ass is cool and dabbing your penis is the icing on the cake. All right.
This fall, twerking through the apocalypse, only on TNT.
Hello, cuties. It's me again,
the professor.
Thank you for listening to Joking Not Joking. Stay real, dum-dums.
Joking Not Joking is a Luminary Original. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Executive produced by Noah Gersh, Jamie Schuffman, Nick Panama, and Kenzie Wilbur. Head of Creative, Jordan Galvin. Head of Production, Liz LeMay. Head of Post-Production, Robert Adler. Produced by Imran Ali Malik and Aaron Kennedy. Supervising Producers, Ali Strobel and Alice Bierne. Post-Production Supervisor, Ali Honore. Edited by Jeffrey Muchnick and Aaron Kennedy. Sound Design and Music by Matthew Cilelli. Mixed by Aaron Kennedy. Recorded by Aaron Kennedy, Zach Jurich, and Mario Borgata. Guest booking by Drive Entertainment and Hager Eldos. Additional music courtesy of Extreme Music.
Hey, did you like that? You like this podcast? Joking Not Joking? Listen to all our episodes.
Subscribe to Luminary Channel on Apple Podcasts or directly on Luminary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.